So you have a briefing note, which can say, thank you so much for Joe Clare and Martin and all the others and the councillors that have worked on this briefing note. This is the feedback from the early intervention task and finish group that were briefed to look at how we feel early intervention should be performed across the island and how it should look to be commissioned. And we came to the answer within the group that it should really be commissioned with the voluntary sector. And to do that, we have been tasked with writing this paper, which is before you today, which was then presented to the local care board. And it's been explained by John that the local care board will then look at if we are all as health and CCG and our local authority working in the right direction for what early intervention should be. And then once we have the answer to that, we then go back to our separate boards to then look at the commission and jointly. So this is the start of the process. So we are here this evening to say, as a local authority, do you agree that we're going in the right direction and you would be happy recommendation is for this to then take to the next day and present this to the local care board. Thank you so much, Joe Dan, for time, which has been endless, especially as the deadline was quite tight to meet to come to this meeting today. We're hoping that you've all had time to read the paper and we're happy to answer any questions, and then Joe can go home after a very long day. So please be gentle with her. She's worked very hard on this. And thank you to Councillor Dilley, Councillor Hastings, Councillor Andre for their hard work, and to Jill Kennan as well, and Mike Baldwin, who it's been a really, really good piece of work. And for me as a councillor, it's really nice to have meetings where the politics is taken out of the room. And it really has been about what we need for the residents of the island.
Claire, thank you for that, and thank you for the compliments, and thank you to the councillors who were involved in this. Joe, as you're here, would you like to read out the recommendations?
Yes, Joe, thank you. So, the recommendation is three things you've got to hold to the care as follows. To endorse the policy of prevention and early health activity as part of a holistic health and care response to our population, recognising the role of the voluntary community, social enterprise sector and communities in prevention and early health service delivery. Through taking a paper to the local care board, recommend that commissioners invest to enable the voluntary community, social enterprise sector to develop and implement innovative place-based holistic prevention and early health activity. That's about building individual and community resilience. That will help in terms of managing rising demand for health and care services. And finally, supporting a recommendation to hold commissioners to account if they don't commit to invest in evidence, place-based prevention and health activity, bearing in mind that that is going through a significant number of both national and local strategies and initiatives.
Okay.
Can I just clarify for this committee, when we talk about commissioners, we're not talking commissioners just for adult social care. This is the commissioning of the whole of this piece of work as a system recommended by the local care board. So it's not directed at any part of the local authority or the trust or the CCG, is it? Recommending that we as a local care board who commission their services work together as part of what is the alliance contracting, just so that's for clarification.
Right, okay, Michael.
I wish to propose the recommendation, and I think it's important that the group very much looked at this issue of community resilience. And that actually community resilience very much comes from the voluntary sector, because at the end of the day, it's actually a group of parents that come through depression and that coming together to support each other to that actually have more effect than anything that might be done professionally. It's building that core resilience. So this is very much recognising the voluntary sector in a way that perhaps hasn't been as strong before to be able to build at that grassroots, at that. And it's a way that actually people who use services, i.e. the residents, the people at the ground, can actually self-help themselves. It's not top-down, it's grassroots community up. And we agreed this out of various lessons learned, whether it's from my life or life, or the lacks, that this needed to really be done. So this is very much looking at the longer term. I will put the caveat that this group is still going to meet to actually look at the short term and look at the gap in when you change one system to a new system. So in a sense, out of the closure of the lack, there is, you know, people there that need actually something in the interim, because this will probably be before everything is in place from 2021. So then we're going to look at the next meeting of the early prevention group at money that is available, has been put available, particularly looking at high risk areas like Rye, Freshwater, Newport in that interim. So I think it's important, because the original task and finish group did come out of the discussion from the lands.
I enjoyed it so much, I kept it warm.
Thank you very much. Now, do we have a seconder for that? Steve?
Yeah.
Do you also have anything?
Yes, please, Joe. Firstly, I'd like to say a very big thank you to Joe for putting this paper together in a short space of time, with the festive period in between as well. I think it's quite remarkable what's come out of this. And a big thank you to Councillor Mosdell, frankly, for putting the task and finish group together, making it work together. And it just shows that if you work positively, cross-party, sensibly, you can come out with a great result for this item. So superb work, thank you.
John, did you want to say something?
I only wanted to ask whether people like a local health authority, local health centres, would be involved in consultation to identify any problems.
I have to say that this paper has been looked at by lots of people, Leslie's brother, lots of people in this room who have had some input into it, and having more input into it when it goes to local care board. So it is accepted that this is a very collaborative piece of work. For when you read the paper quite thoroughly, it does show that early intervention and community resilience is all working together. That although the onus will be on the voluntary sector, that onus is there to make sure that all partners are communicating with each other, and that's how we build community resilience.
This is the sort of paper we like. It's succinct.
Yeah, I'm
it's
it's
informative.
The paper, I just wanted to make
and it's in presently available. So, can we go to the vote, members? The vote in on block of the recommendations. We have a secondary proposer. Right, okay.
Unanimous.
Right, now we move on to item